Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The hottest Knicks tape you'll find online. Knicks all day. We bleed blue and orange. This is Knicks Fan TV, your one-stop shop for the ultimate New York Knicks fan experience.
Throws it down.
News, rumors, debates, post-game live streams featuring live callers.
Let's go Knicks, baby!
And now, your host, CP, the NY Fanatic.
Salute to Knicks Nation. Friday Night Knicks. Knicks Fan TV live presented by Manscaped. First rule of Summer League is it's only Summer League. So let's let the overreactions begin. And we begin with Knicks versus the Pistons, man. Knicks taking on the number one pick, Cade Cunningham, and the Detroit Pistons. And it was just one of those nights for the Knicks, man. They turned it to the New York Bricks early. But it was their defense that kept them in the game. And despite leads of 20 and 21, respectively, by the Pistons, the Knicks kept clawing back, man. The Knicks kept clawing back. And ultimately, it was a three-point game by these cardiac Knicks, led by Obi Toppin, Quentin Grimes having his best game as his early Knick. But in the end, it was just too much Cade, too much Sadiq Bey. And the size, the front court size of the Detroit Pistons was just too much for the New York Knicks to handle. And the Knicks would end up going down 93-87, cutting their two-game win streak. And yeah, man, salute to everybody in the chat once again. Hit that thumbs up button for your boys. Friday Night Knicks, CP, JD Sports Talk in the building. Knicks fall, man, 93-87. And JD, we're going to get to the players in a minute. Once again, in case you forgot, the first rule of Summer League is it's only Summer League. So let's overreact, man. Just one of those nights, man. One of those nights. You know, shots weren't falling for a lot of guys. We'll get to quickly. I know the quickly haters are waiting to get in and throw their tomatoes. I got a drink ready. I got a drink prepared. You know what I mean? Keep me patient. Keep me sane tonight. McBride didn't have it going. But look, the defense, they fought. They fought. That's all you could ask for. You know, when the game looked like it was getting out of hand at several points, we saw some high points. You know, we saw Obi going on his runs. We saw Grimes playing very well. We saw some good defense, you know, some excellent traps despite the bad shooting. But, you know, in the end, it was Cade woke up in that second half, and that was about it, man. What were your overall reactions to this game?
Well, as you mentioned, I'm sure the quickly naysayers are going to pop in tonight. Yeah. They're going to say, I told you, CP, you should have, et cetera, et cetera. Yep. But, you know, hey, it's I think actually this was a positive night for other players on the Knicks, like Quentin Grimes and Obi Toppin. I think there was a very important development that we saw tonight with Obi. Mm-hmm. But it was a tough go, man. You know, when you don't make shots, it's, you know, it got ugly. It was like 20-6 early.
Yeah.
And listen, my biggest takeaway of the night is, CP, we may have found something here with Obi Toppin at the center position.
I mean, finally.
this is the first time we've ever, you know, we've seen him in at that position, you know, for an extended period of time. Doesn't matter if it's a summer league game or practice or whatever. It's the first time that Knicks fans have been able to see him at that position, surrounded by shooters, you know, and we were able to see the benefits of that. Reminded me a lot of Amari, you know, when Amari had to adjust, and a lot of these guys don't like to play the center positions. But as you can see, especially in today's NBA, and for Obi, that may be his best position, at least offensively.
Yeah,
because I've never seen him dunk this many times or get this many drives to the basket. And it was a product of him playing the center position, having the floor spaced out, and allowing the guards to get him the ball, you know, within the pick and rolls.
Yeah, well, we know that that's his optimal position, right? That's where he shined brightest at Dayton. It was really Obi and four guards most of the time. And that's where, you know, you hope to see him and Julius sharing that floor together. It may not be an ideal fit, but they're going to have to make it work, because I think Obi can certainly help us. And tonight, he shined. I thought tonight he played very well. Yes, it's only summer league once again, but they rested Sims. For those people that were looking for Jericho Sims, they rested Sims. Played Reed Travis. He was terrible. He's been terrible in summer league. You know, no disrespect to the kid, but he was so terrible. He was unplayable, you know, and the Knicks were just getting dominated. Luka Garza was dominating them on the boards. Detroit had a lot of sides to throw at the Knicks, and so ultimately they would settle with Obi at the five, and it paid dividends, man. There was one point in the third where, you know, things were getting out of control, and Detroit had a 20-point lead. Obi goes on an 11-2 run by himself. And a couple of plays that were pretty impressive, man. A couple of mid-range. You saw Obi in the mid-range. They ran a nice little misdirection screen for him. Quickly finds him, and he gets a little stop and pop. That was pretty impressive. The next play, he comes back with that with an off-ball cut and dunks it in. Or I think it was a lob. It was an alley-oop from Quickly to Obi on the off-ball cut, and that was impressive. Yep. Before that, he had back-to-back three-pointers. And so I thought Obi's arsenal was pretty good, man. He finished with 31 points, nine rebounds, three steals, 13 and 20 from the field. I thought this was Obi's best game of summer league for sure. Even in the beginning of the game, you know, him and IQ had some good chemistry going in the pick and roll situation. You saw one pick and roll where he took off 2 feet from the dotted line and yammed it in. And then on the second one, it was two consecutive pick and rolls. He had a nice scoop lay-in. And yeah, man, you know, just throughout the runs, he was pretty, you know, he was a catalyst in all these runs. Yeah. And so good job by him.
And listen, at the end of the day, you know, with a player like him, who's a tweener, he, you know, playing the center positions, there's your pros and there's your cons with that. Just like it happened with Amari, right? With Amari, you know, him playing the five, he was exploited a little bit defensively. Mm-hmm. Your rebounding takes a hit. So I've just accepted the fact that with Obi, I don't know that he'll ever become a good defender. But just like with Amari Stoudemire, if you are an organization that have Obi on your team, at the end of the day, you have to find a way to maximize his strengths. Yeah. And right now, his strengths is his athleticism, and he is improving his shooting from the mid-range. We saw some shots tonight, and he continues to try to shoot the three efficiently to become that stretch player. So, you know, for us, that's just what we're going to have to do. We're going to have to find a way to maximize his offense and just try to, you know, do our best with his defense. It is what it is at this point. You know, he's not going to be a perfect player, but if I'm going to get anywhere near the Obi that we got tonight, at least offensively, then I'll sign up for it at the five, because as you know, CP, with the investment we made with Julius, where are the minutes going to come from if you don't, you know, at least try him out at other positions? People have said the three. I don't think he should be there. I think the five, a mix of the four and the five, should be where he plays this season.
Same here, man. Same here. All early, I got to salute the super chat by Blood of the Panda, because you know he's hashtag OB Avengers, so he couldn't wait to throw his super chat in here. He sends a super chat, says, I try to tell y'all, wait till the season. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think the one takeaway that I want to take from OB's summer league performance is just the confidence, because I feel like he's going to come in a year to a more confident player. I'm ready to go. you know, from day one. I think this summer league is going to be a nice boost for him going into season. Hope you knock on wood that he stays healthy. You know, no lower extremity injuries, no calf, no hamstring, nothing like that. That to me, that's the only thing that'll stop him. And yeah, I think just going into the season with confidence is a big plus for us, and it's good to see OB playing that way. Second game ball, I'm going to Grimes, man. Best game by him, despite the loss. I thought Grimes, number one, even though he hasn't shot the ball well leading up to this game, his defense has been consistent leading up to this game. And I thought he played well on Cade when he was on him. I thought he pressured the ball very well. He's just always active. And again, we talked about defensive awareness and IQ in McBride in the last game. And Grimes is the same thing, man. It's the same thing. And I just thought his defense was good. Again, 7 rebounds. He's a good rebounding guard. And you know, as he matriculates through the organization, you see him and RJ out there in the court. You got 2 nice rebounders at the wing. And I think that'll bode well for us as well, especially when we go out in transition. But the shots were finally falling, man. 6-10 from the field. 3-6 from downtown. He hit a deep, deep 3 when the Knicks were trying to claw back into it late in the game. That was part of a 6-0 run by Grimes himself. Also had an and-1 before that as well. So what do you think about Grimes' performance tonight?
And, you know, you hit it perfectly in that, you know, he is a good rebounding guard. And especially when you have, like, Nerlens Noel and, you know, what seems to be a few weak rebounders with Obi, you know, you need strong rebounders, at least in the perimeter. So he would be able to, you know, if he does get any minutes, he'll be able to give us that on the floor. And as we mentioned, you know, he was giving you stats in other areas, but his shots weren't falling. And we talked about how even though he was struggling offensively hitting shots, he was still contributing in other areas. And when you're a shooter, that's actually a positive. Because in your mind, shooter's mindset is, I'm going to keep shooting and the shot will come around. Shooters lose confidence where they don't do anything else and their shots are not falling.
Yeah.
He was doing other things and his shot wasn't falling. Tonight it was. And I think he was one of the big, big takeaways because there were, you know, some rumblings within Knicks fans getting a little concerned.
Yeah, man.
You know,
crazy.
He's our first, you know, pick before McBride. So he's our first round pick. And there were some concerns about it. But as we said, CP, if your strong suit is shooting and that's what's not falling, I'm not too concerned about that. And it's only been a few games. So it is encouraging that he bounced back. And it seems to be that his strong spot, at least so far, is that center spot of the court, because he's hit like 4 or 5 threes already in summer league from that area.
Yeah.
So the other areas, like the corner threes, those are shorter distance threes. Those shots will fall eventually.
Yeah.
So the positives for me is that he bounced back. He's still able to play solid defense. He's still rebounding. And the threes that he hit were the longest three on the court. So I think, you know, he played well. And I'm hoping Knicks fans could calm down a little bit now.
Got to. And you know what? It was encouraging to see him attack the paint on that and one, you know, because we hadn't seen that in the previous 3 games. You know, he's been a bit pensive there. But tonight, you know, he was very aggressive getting to the rim and got a nice and one there to try to cut the lead. So I thought Grimes was very good. Solid game by Grimes. Third game ball. I'm gonna go to Rokas, man. I'm gonna go to Rokas, even though we didn't see him too much in the second half. In the first half, you know, when things were kind of getting out of control, I thought his defense and his aggressiveness on the offensive end was key in keeping them in the game, because I think they went into halftime with like a 5-point deficit. And Rokas, he was very aggressive, had a nice reverse layup. Then he hit a nice shot from the mid-range, knocked down a 3. He finished with 8 points on the night. I thought he was good, man. And defensively, he showed some hustle. What do you think about Rokas tonight?
Baby Goran Dragic. Yo, he hasn't played a lot of minutes.
Yeah.
But in the minutes that he's played, he's like – he's making noticeable contributions.
Where
he's sticking out on TV.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you have a 20-year-old that, you know, is playing 10 minutes, 12 minutes, and they're making immediate contributions, that is an early indicator that there's some talent there. And, you know, he seems to be, you know, he have a solid shot. He's hit a lot of corner threes in summer league. He had 2 steals. He had a block. He was our highest plus minus tonight at plus 13. And, You know, like I said before, I think the Knicks have something there.
Yeah.
And, it looks like he's going to be a stash player, but I'm actually excited. I know we're going to forget about him once the season comes because he's going to be in another country.
Yeah.
But he is something. He is someone to look,
at.
To monitor.
Yeah.
At least in a year or two, because the kid obviously has some talent. And he looks to be one of those like a Goran Dragic player where when he gains experience, he's going to become a savvy player, a crafty player, and he's going to know how to play the game. Yeah. What he's doing right now is just skill set and age.
Yeah, I like his activity, man. I definitely like his activity. He's getting more and more comfortable by the game. And as we said, Vildoz, unfortunately, injuries, is going to hold him back. It's going to set him back. It's going to be interesting to see what type of roster moves they make there. When I spoke to Rokas during when he first got here for the Summer League press conference, that wasn't my question. It was somebody else's question, maybe Berman or so. But he said he wasn't too sure what the plan was in terms of whether he's going to go back or not. I think he made it seem like it was, open right now, whether they keep him up here or they send him back. But I think at the end, I think they'll send him back just to keep him warm and maybe give Vildoz the two-way. We'll see what happens. But overall, Rokas was definitely solid. It always looks like when he dribbles, he's carrying the ball. You ever notice that?
He's cupping
the ball. Like it's very interesting, man.
Yeah, especially when he comes off a pick, it looks like he's carrying the ball with him.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Yeah. And especially when he's in ISO and it looks like he's going to take his man one-on-one.
Yeah.
When he comes across it, it's like he grabs it all, over his shoulder. And facts. I'm like, yo, what's... I'm like, I thought I was bugging, CP. Good thing you caught that.
Yeah, I'm waiting on the referees to call a carry, but refs was very much in the Knicks' pocket in the first half, man. I mean, I'm not going to complain about it, but when him and Walker came in the game and Walker was smothering Saben Lee on the defensive end, borderline hugging him, but the Knicks were able to force a couple turnovers. So Walker came in the first and second half and really turned up the defensive pressure. So I thought he was a sleeper. I thought he was definitely a sleeper. McBride, didn't have the shot falling tonight. What are you going to do, man? Can't make them all. The hero of the last game went 2 for 14, 0 for 7 from downtown. Four dimes, two steals, six personal fouls. Wasn't McBride's night tonight. That's all I'll say, man. What do you think about McBride tonight, bro?
Hey, you want to look at a positive for a guard that struggled tonight? He had zero turnovers in 26 minutes. So that's a positive there to look at in terms of at least his decision making. But, I think it's one of those things. And this is why we say, don't get too high, don't get too low. I know we're overreaction season and it's fun. Mm-hmm. But on a more serious note, this is why you don't get too high or too low, just because it's an ebbs and flows. And these players are just getting acquainted with the NBA and understanding how to be a professional and what it takes to be a consistent player. Because, these guys, everybody has rabbit ears in this modern day era. I'm sure he saw some videos and he looked on Twitter and everybody was hyping him up. And he came in and you could see he was very aggressive. He was, he was looking for his shot. And to me, that was just the indication of a player that felt good about himself. And he knew he was playing Cade and he wanted to continue that scoring output because he was hot from three the game before. And so sometimes, you go through those things and it doesn't fall through. And what it becomes is a learning experience.
Learning experience,
And that's all it is. He still gave you maximum effort on defense.
Yeah,
absolutely. If you look closely, when he actually guarded Cade, he did well. Cade was very good tonight, but it wasn't necessarily against McBride. So, just one of those nights, and you bounce back the next game, and you learn from it.
I agree. Totally agree. Learning experience. Salute to my guy, Abdul, checking in from San Diego, another part of our West Coast Knicks contingent. He says, salute, fellas. Overall, tough fought game. Very encouraging seeing our young guys play hard tonight. Grimes will be a great addition. Knicks Fan TV San Diego, let's go. Shout out my guy, Abdul. $50 super chat, Abdul. I appreciate you, bro. Shout out HB Carlos checking in from Portugal. We're climbing, JD. We're climbing up to 1,000 people here in the chat. Also out in the West Coast, Lloyd Barker Rock Jr. says, CPJD, I don't care about the loss. What I care about is how the Knicks played hard to the end. Team defense, these young men were scrapping tonight. Yeah, they were definitely scrapping that. You know, you saw Tibbs, Worldwide West, Leon Rose, Brock all over in the building. So they definitely were inspired to play to the whistle. And yeah, they definitely did that. All right. I poured up my drink because I feel like the IQ haters. I'm waiting on Rod.
Hey, it's Friday. It's Friday.
It's Friday. Man. I'm sipping tonight. And I'm waiting for Rod from Nebraska to call in with his hate.
Oh my God!
All right, it was a lot of hate. Quickly this, quickly that. Okay, so IQ finished with 15-9, 4-18 from the field, 2-7 from downtown. First rule of summer league is only summer league, so let's overreact. Look, the shot selection just wasn't there, right? When we did our season review of Quickly, I think it was Alex and Chip. You know, we talked about the fact that we want to see how he operates in the mid-range when the floater's not falling. You know, shout out my guy, Sean Shepard. He texted me, said, look, like, we all know that the floater's a tough shot. And so what does he have when that's not going? And you saw a couple of times in this game where, you know, he's attacking the rim and just, like, tossing up, you know, just prayer at the rim. And yeah, it was a bit concerning because, you know, during the season, he only shot 40% from two during the season. And he was in the high 30% as he got closer and closer to the rim. Those aren't good numbers. So, you know, it's definitely something that he needs to work on. I thought as a playmaker, I thought it was a mixed bag. Early in the game, I thought he made some good plays. I don't remember the name of the last caller that called in last show that talked about, you know, the two passes he wanted to see Quickly make out of the pick and roll. One was to the roll man when the roll man's defender was showing. And the other was to make that pass to the weak side corner. He made that pass to the weak side corner early in the first quarter. I'm not sure if you caught it. It was a three-pointer by Obi. Obi didn't make it. But Quickly did make that whip pass to the weak side corner off the pick and roll to find Obi. I thought that was a nice pass. He threaded the needle a couple times to find Obi in the pick and roll. I thought he passed the ball very well there. So, I mean, look, it was a mixed bag. I think where most people weren't happy was with his overall decision-making and his shot and his shot selection. Just wasn't good tonight. Well, what did you think about Quickly?
I just think it's... I think the issue with Quickly and some of the fans is, you know, for example, like if you look at McBride's night, right? McBride also had an awful shooting night.
Yeah.
But on TV, it didn't really look ugly. Like it didn't look out of control. It didn't look crazy. Right. It didn't look wild, you know. And with Quickly, you know, when he presses, it does, you know, look like he tries to press and do too much. And his timing, his basketball decisions at certain times just doesn't match what he should be doing for, you know, specific possessions. And so I think when, you know, fans see that,
yeah.
And, you know, there was one possession where it was at the end of one of the quarters where he drove to the basket and the wing, I think it was Sadiq Bey, came to cover him and he shot the ball at the end of a quarter where he could have probably passed it out for the corner three.
Yeah.
And it's those type of little things when, you know, a player is struggling that the fans see and they get irritated by it. Mm-hmm. But here's how I look at it. As we mentioned, just like with McBride, right, had an awful game today. Grimes started out slow, picked it up today. This, again, fans don't like to hear this, but the Knicks organization is experimenting with Quickly at that position. So when he has an awful game like tonight, it's going to look awful like it did. And you have to find out as an organization, if Kemba gets hurt and Rose has to be managed, is Quickly a guy that you can put at the one?
Right.
Or
right.
Are you going to have to bring McBride in and slide Quickly at the two? Like, what mm-hmm. types of combinations are you going to play in the event of certain circumstances that will develop this season? This is the time to do it because, as you know, when training camp starts, that's Thibodeau is not going to be experimented too much at that point. He's going to look to, you know, go into what he believes will be his rotation. Mm-hmm. The summer is the time to experiment. I will say, It doesn't look pretty when his shots are not going in. And he looks to be a player, although it's still early. He, like scorers, like Lou Williams. Lou Williams doesn't look effective on the floor when he's not scoring because that's what he is.
Yeah. So but at least with Lou, he's got that little like fadeaway mid-range going. You know what I'm saying? The IQ is like,
and that's why I said CP, he's going to have to develop a mid-range game because that's going to be the counter. Yeah. It's easier shots on the floor. If your threes are not falling and you can't get to the basket because of size, then the mid-range will be your friend. Yeah. That's what he's gonna have to learn to develop for his game.
Agreed. Agreed. And again, you know, some of the attempts at the rim have been like prayers tonight. So, you know, it was definitely ugly at spurts. But again, I thought he had some high marks as a playmaker at parts of the game and some low marks. It is what it is. It's summer league. But yeah, these were his numbers last year from two. It was 40% from two, 61% at the rim. 3 to 10 feet, he was 40%. 10 to 16, 36, 16 to 30, 16 to the three-point line, 30%. So those were Quickly's numbers there. So,
and he told he I think it was, I don't know if it was Ian Begley that interviewed him, but I know in his U.S. press conference interview, he said that the mid-range game was one of his areas of focus in the offseason. I want to start seeing that, you know?
Yeah.
I want to, because then I'm going to say, then was it just you just saying it, or is it one of those confidence situations where he's just so in love with the floater that he's just having a hard time to actually translate the mid-range game into games? He doesn't have many games to do it now in the summer, so I hope he starts to show that soon.
One more game until the playoffs start. So to everybody in the chat, once again, hit that thumbs up button for your boys. CPJD Sports Talk here, Friday night Knicks. Knicks postgame live summer league edition presented by Manscaped. If you guys are new in the chat, leave us a hashtag new. We'll shout you guys out. JD, we got over 1,000 people here on the check-in. I want to salute Angelo Carlo, who's at the game. He said, we took the L, but not without a fight. Big ups to CK and Papa Left, who my son and I got to meet tonight. KFTV squad represent. Yeah, and the summer league cameras have been finding Papa Left, CK, and Greg Armstrong in the crowd. They got them again today. My guy Angelo sent me a DM. He said, yo, the Detroit fans is ready to go at Papa Left, man. It's kind of ugly right now.
Papa Left getting famous out there. The NBA Summer League account on Twitter loves him too. They keep posting him.
Yeah, Papa Left is getting famous out there. So salute to him. So Danny Thomas checking in from Stockton, California. So a lot of West Coast love tonight. He says, good showing from the Knicks. Obi and Grimes showed out. McBride didn't turn the ball over. Even those shots weren't falling. So salute to Danny. Definitely appreciate you.
CP, what do you think of the number one overall pick?
I was just going to get to Cade. Look, I thought it was a mixed bag. I thought we did a good job picking him up, three-quarter court. I thought the pressure was good. You saw Quickly on him at times. You saw McBride on him at times. Grimes was on him at times. And, you know, I thought part of his slow start in the first half was our effort and also him just missing shots. Second half, totally different story. Totally different story. I think he knocked out, like 5 three-pointers? Absolutely torched us, and it was interesting because they showed his clutch stat at Oklahoma State, and he was known at Oklahoma State to be a slow starter but a strong finisher, and you know I thought that was pretty evident tonight, man. You know I thought that was pretty evident tonight. A lot of it from beyond the arc was where he did his damage tonight.
Yeah, he was 7 of 10 from three. And like you mentioned, like those traits are usually of a guy that, you know, is very intelligent, very smart. And he hit a lot of timely shots tonight. Every time the Knicks were just within distance, he hit a timely shot. He had that mismatch that they're showing now on the screen. And, you know, the juke move. And then understanding the spacing to shoot the ball over a bigger guy. Mm-hmm. Like those little things, he's advanced, man. He's going to be a very good player, in my opinion. I don't know that he'll be a franchise star like people are comparing him, saying that he's the next Luka. I don't know that he'll be that because he still needs to work on, you know, finding creative ways to get to his spots because he's not the most explosive player, but just like right. Luka and his intelligence, I think he'll develop, you know, the moves that he needs to, man. He's a really good player. I was very impressed with him in the second half, and it looks like he's going to be a clutch player. And it's not only, I've watched him in other games. When he played against Jalen Green, it was the same thing. Like, mm-hmm. this is a good player. And, well, too bad he's not a Knick, but it is what it is.
But I also think part of it is going to be them figuring out the dynamic with him and Killian Hayes. You know, how they use them on and off ball. Hayes is soft, man. You know, he was all right, but he's soft.
I thought the Knicks were going to draft him, man. I thought if he was there.
I liked him. I'm not going
to
lie.
I thought the Knicks were going to draft him if he was there. You know, they made it easy because, you know, Leon's guy dropped. But
yeah. I still think Hayes will be good, but he's a long ways away. I think he needs like a good, like, solid 3-4 years before you really know, you know, what type of player he is. But you know, definitely showed some flashes. I tell you, Garza really hurt us tonight, man. Killed us on the boards. How many boards Luka Garza finished with? 12. 10 points, 12 boards, 5 blocks. 4 for 11. And matter of fact, Garza did, but it was Pickett that was eating our food all game. The undrafted kid.
I saw you
kid,
tweeting. Yeah, he was cooking
out
us.
Of Georgetown, number 54, was cooking us tonight, man. 18 points, 7 of 10 from the field. He had Obi jumping all over the place on the pump fakes. Pickett was really destroying us tonight, man.
Yeah, man, he played well, and Garza, you know, was a guy that people mentioned as a potential, pick for the Knicks, and you know, they hurt us in the paint, and when you see a guy like Jericho Sims, it's funny, even on a night that Jericho Sims didn't play, his value still went up.
That's a fact because
we still thought about him, and we thought about, you know, hey, this is why this kid could have a role in the NBA, because look what happens when someone, you know, that you don't have in the paint that could be an enforcer, that can rebound, that can box out. You don't have that, you know, ingredient. Then look what happens when another team has. And, you know, when you look at the East, and I'm not sure if we're going to get to Mitchell Robinson. There was some stuff that we saw. But you look at Embiid and you look at some of the big men in the East, you know, having a guy like Sims is going to be important for the future of the Knicks. But Garza was impressive, man. He looks like he's going to get minutes this year for the Pistons. And he looks like one of those hustle players. He reminds me a little bit of Tyler Hansborough. Yeah. Not offensively, but
shot,
at least in the effort department.
What a shot. At least what Dwayne Casey believes in his three-point shot. So, gonna be interesting to see, man, how they pan out. But they still going to need those quality vets before they even think about turning the corner. But still some interesting young prospects that Detroit has. Salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. We're going to get to the calls right now. Call us up. 657-383-1509 is the number to call. Or hit us up on the Knicks Fan TV Discord. We got a budding community going on the Knicks Fan TV Discord. Well over 2,000 fans. It's a 24/7 chat. We got channels for all different type of topics, not just Knicks, NBA, movies, whatever you're into. And man, the Discord is popping. So you can call us through the Discord as well, especially if you're calling from out of the U.S. But for now, let's go to the phones. Let's go to D from North Carolina. What's going on?
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What's going on, CP?
How you feeling,
on, JD?
Good.
Hey, it was a good game, you know. And like you said, there's going to be quickly haters, but to me, the only thing that, like you said, was the shot selection and the fact that he needs to realize when he doesn't got it going to give it up.
Yeah.
That was another reason why when with McBride, like you were saying, his shot wasn't falling, but he was giving it up. He wasn't trying to force things.
Yeah.
So I think that's the only thing. But I think that'll come from him working with Kemba, you know, and watching Kemba work. I think quickly will learn, you know, a lot from him. So it was good. I was glad that Obi was cooking. And, you know, he should have been giving Obi the ball more in the fourth quarter, but he was trying to get going, and it was too late.
Yeah, true story, D. What you think about Rokas, bro?
Well, Rokas, I was happy. Plus, he was the only contributor that was in the positive, in the plus and minus.
Yeah, most of that was from the second quarter. But I mean, well, yeah, even in the run in the fourth quarter, too. You're right. Definitely right on that.
Yep. So, you know, I was happy with Rokas. But what I'm happy is that I think he, even though I would like to see him on the team this year, I think he's going to benefit from going over to Barcelona and getting more minutes and more a bigger role. So I think that's going to help him even elevate his game even more.
Yeah, so I agree with you there, bro.
That was a good thing. So, like I said, and with Obi raising his value up, you know, I was happy. You know, I just hope they don't trade him, but his trade value just went up. So,
all right, no doubt, man. Appreciate the call, man. I think D low key wants to trade Obi. He just didn't want to smoke tonight. He
he's trying to sound politically correct. It's all good.
He's like, I think he just upped his trade value. Well, I'm not trying to trade him, though. I'm just
saying.
He did, though.
He's like, I'll let another caller take it. He gave someone else the alley-oop.
He gave somebody else the alley-oop, man. Yeah. I know who's ready to slam it down, though. Let's go to my guy, Jay, from Florida. Jay, what's going on, man? What's going on, Jay?
Yeah, run it up for your boys. Hit that like button. Let's go. That subscribe button ASAP.
Let's go.
I'm back on the Debbie Downer. I got you, man. This is Cade Cunningham is why you tank. Cade Cunningham is why you tank. Timely hooping. A real hooper. Somebody you put in place. A real ball handler. A real leader. A leader of men. This is why you tank. I love RJ, but RJ is not in Cade's stratosphere, brother. I love RJ. I'm Jamaican. Big up Badman Barrett. Big up out of yard on them. Not in his galaxy, brother. But Obi looked good, man.
Yeah, he
did. Obi looked good. I think Randall took the money because he seen Obi coming for him. And he didn't bet against himself. He took the money because he saw Obi coming. Obi could do a lot of things. You settle Obi down, you get him running, Obi could be a scary player. That's all I got to say, man. You see Kuminga. You see Cade.
Nice.
This is why I'm one of the top seven, top eight pick in this draft. You know, people tell me, oh, you crazy. You can't tank every year. The pick would have fell to three anyway. Nah, because you get players like Kuminga. You get players like Cade. Dalen Green is shooting one-footed fadeaway threes in people's faces. Like, these are franchise-altering players we're talking about here. We got Kemba. We're going to have a good season, of course, but Knicks fans, eventually, we want to win a chip. Got to win a chip. This is the plan. So if y'all feel like we could do it this way, we'll see. But I'm the tank commander. I'm gone.
Yeah, I like the way he said, I'm gone. And you can hear the sound. He's like, I don't want no more smoke. I'm out.
He goes back to the chat. He goes back to the chat for the smoke. I'm seeing tomatoes flying across the chat right now. Zane B,
everywhere.
Tomatoes. King Deej, overload with tomatoes. My guy Michael Maldonado. Bernard. Tomatoes flying across the chat right now.
I'll tell you this for the tank thing. The Knicks not doing it. It's actually not looking too bad, being that they still were able to, you know, Kemba Walker is the wild card in all of this, mm-hmm. right? And if they have another successful season, they have some cap flexibilities, they have some contracts that they can move, like, they're not in a bad spot. Yeah. And RJ is the key to everything of the future of this franchise.
Yeah.
Whether it's because he develops into, you know, such a valuable piece that, and I'm not saying we would or I would, but mm-hmm. that you could use in a future superstar trade, or he is your superstar.
Right.
RJ is the key to everything. I don't think the Knicks are in a bad spot.
We're not in a bad spot, bro. I think of all the picks, of all the young guys we have right now, I think RJ has the biggest potential to be a star. I'm not saying he will be a star. I'm saying he has the biggest potential. Now it's time to see over the next... They're gonna extend him whenever he's eligible. So let's say we have a 6-year time frame. People in the chat like saying, "CP, you're crazy," but now is the time over that time to see where we are, to see yep. where we are, to see if what his trajectory, if he's still on a upward trek, right? There's no perfect way. I get what Jay's saying. You know, you're watching Summer League and you're seeing all these kids balling out, Green, you seeing Cade, you seeing Kuminga, who I already knew he was going to be a star. People trying to tell me he was going to be a bust. That's crazy. This kid's going to be a beast. And Golden State is going to be a problem with Moody, Kuminga. They're going to be able to hold it down until Klay comes back to 100%. Golden State, be careful with them. They're going to be scary. Yep. There's no easy path, bro.
There is none.
There's no guarantees. Look, I mean, you saw the NBA champions this year, and the Phoenix Suns had two homegrown players. They had Giannis, they had Booker, respectively. Booker was, I think, the 13th and the 14th pick. Giannis was, don't quote me, take 13th. A look. He was around there, right? He was in the teens.
Giannis was 13th,
He was 13. Yeah. You had the Raptors, who won it 1 year with, you know, no one who was greater than a 17th pick, right?
And a risky move.
In a risky move. They went homegrown all the way for years and years, competed. They never tanked.
And look where they are now.
And then they tossed the fan favorite out the door for a rental, or 1 year rental, Ujiri, the riverboat gambler. And it paid off. It paid off. You know, who did the Nets tank for to have what they have right now? Where if those guys are healthy, they win the championship.
And what does tank mean? Tank means you're going to get the first pick, because when you look at even the Golden State Warriors,
yeah,
none of those guys were number one picks. You know, like, they were in the first, second, or third pick. Curry was the seventh. Klay Thompson was later in the lottery as well. Harrison Barnes,
yeah.
Draymond Green, like, that core that won that championship wasn't a top three, top four, top five pick. So even when you get near the lottery, it's like, man, sometimes I'm nervous about being a 5, 6, 7
yeah.
if I'm not going to be a number one or a number two pick, because then you're kind of just praying that the guy that you draft at that spot, I mean, we've been the eighth pick how many times now? Eighth or ninth?
Yeah.
And what has that done for us?
It's true.
So to me, that's why it's so tricky, because you tank,
tricky, man.
Then the lottery doesn't go your way, and you're like, man, we don't get Cade.
It's tricky.
You know, so you just have to get lucky, and then you got to hope that, because look at LeBron. LeBron went and everywhere and just constructed a team in the offseason, and they became championship contenders. Those teams didn't really rebuild. LeBron just said, hey, I want to go to the Heat. Why don't we team up with Bosh? And boom, championship. You know, right. So what is really the way?
Look what Miami did. Well, no. Well, let's be fair. They did have Wade. They did have Wade, who was a centerpiece. But after that, I mean, and that team competed. That team was always competing. Miami don't tank. That's one thing with Riley. He don't tank.
But look, Miami don't tank, but they had Shaq that 1 year they won it,
yeah.
and then LeBron. But But after that, you know, they don't tank, but does that get you a championship? So there is no real way, CP. And it's I know the Bucks won, but if we want to keep it the way they say, we want to keep it a thousand, we want to keep it a buck.
Yeah.
They were getting destroyed by the Nets before the Nets got hurt.
They were very fortunate.
It was that was going to look like a quick series. And even with that, they were a toenail away from, in my opinion, the Nets winning the championship. And then what we would have said, well, then you got to get three superstars. Is that going to be now the way? There is really no way. I do think you need to have one of the best players in the NBA. Yes. You want to ask me what's the one ingredient you need? I do think if you do have one of the best players in the NBA, you are ahead of everyone else.
Yeah, you got to have a superstar, couple all-stars like the Bucks did, and a team that can defend. Championship caliber defense is always going to be a constant no matter who you have on your team. Listen, I agree with Jay a lot more times than I don't. You know, a lot of people in the chat go at him, they throw the tomatoes. I still think you need that guy that's at the top of the draft to start with. Like I said, do we have that in RJ? Time will tell. And then from there, you have to figure out how to get those quality vets, man. This is why the Suns never went anywhere until they got CP3 and Jay Crowder. This is why the Kings will never go anywhere, right? You know, these bottom dwellers, Minnesota Timberwolves, Orlando Magic, these perennial lottery teams, they always get the talent, but they never have the glue to put that thing together. That's why they're always in the lottery.
And here's the other thing, CP. Even when you do have that player, like the Pelicans with Zion and Memphis with Ja Morant, right? Look how difficult it's still going to be for those teams to become championship contenders. They're already talking about Zion leaving. Why? Because when you have that player, it's just because it's because this sport is there's a salary cap. And once you make one mistake and you give somebody a contract that you're not supposed to, right? It worked out with the Bucks because they paid Middleton that money and he came through in the playoffs.
Right.
But had they not won the championship, people were going to start questioning the Jrue Holiday move.
Listen, I questioned it.
You know, so
I questioned it. I said they were never going to win the championship with that squad that was assembled. And to me, again, they caught breaks. Breaks are a part of sports. But I said it this year. Freezing cold take. I hold myself accountable, JD. That's one thing. I always admit when I'm wrong, bro. I don't have no problem with it. But I did say on this show, maybe people didn't, maybe not remember, I said the Bucks will never win the championship with that team. Mm. And they sure enough did. But, you know, we say that to say there's no surefire path. I just think that what the Knicks are doing right now is staying flexible in terms of the contracts that they're signing, the draft capital that they've been able to acquire and obtain, including their own. And so we'll see how they use that over time, right? A lot of these young guys, all these guys are not going to be signed to extensions and stay with the team. Some of these guys are going to be packaged up with future draft capital, and hopefully you bring in another guy that can help you move the needle some more. What happens with Zion? Do they do a sign and trade with Julius and Zion in the future? You never know. Do they bring in Karl Anthony Towns here in the future? You never know. So they have assets to use to upgrade the team. Let's just see what happens, but let's focus on player development so that we actually have something to work with, whether it's to win with or to trade. King Matthews in the chat sends a super chat. He's going at Jay. He says, what did RJ do to you, Jay? SMH, we are a winning team, and we are going to get better because we have a good draft / free agency. Tanking is for a team to start fresh, and he caps it off with a tomato. Tomatoes flying, Jay. And Jay from Florida's in here. He's battling. Him and King Deej are battling right now, man.
I see that.
Yeah. Yo, King Deej and Jay, man. If we could bring up an impromptu battle of the fans right now. If you guys want to smoke right here on Knicks Fan TV, man, just let us know. Let's go to Florida Craig from South Florida. Craig, how you feeling, man?
How you doing, CP? Before I say anything, let me give my prayers out to everybody in Florida for these two storms. We're getting destroyed right now. There's about 7 inches on the ground.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Another one. Yeah, it's bad. But let me talk about the Knicks. Mm-hmm. First of all, last time I looked, nobody wins championships in August.
Right.
And let's remember that. Yeah, let's remember that.
Mm-hmm.
But now I'm going to break news for you, mm-hmm. and you can break it because it's going to happen.
Okay.
The Knicks have traded Kevin Knox and Mitchell Robinson and 2 second-round picks mm-hmm. to Indiana for Miles Turner. That's a done deal.
You think it's happening? Wow.
Wow.
No, it's done. You will hear it next week. It's done.
Craig,
sometime in the middle of the week, whenever Leon decides to tell his boys to talk about it, they will. But it's
CP, is this the caller that called the Kyle Lowry move? I think he has.
I called the Kyle Lowry move. And let me tell you something about you talking about the Miami Heat, as I call them. When LeBron came down here, remember who had to do what? Chris Bosh and Dwayne Wade had to take pay cuts because LeBron wouldn't cut his money. So, no, don't talk to me about the Miami Heat and Pat Riley. I don't want to even go there with them. Forget those guys. But let me tell you about the Knicks.
Yeah.
This team is a 50-plus win team with Miles Turner. They are a 50-plus win team. And coming from Riley's mouth, because I talked to him 2 days ago, if the Knicks make this trade, which they just did, when this trade goes down, he's worried that the Knicks are a top-four team in the East.
Craig dropping.
Yo,
gems.
If this
Craig,
happens,
we'll look out for it, man.
Gems, baby. I like you guys. I love your show. And I'll be back every time the Knicks are going to make an upgrade.
Let's go. Hey, we might have our own woes. Yo, Craig, stay safe in the storm, man. Stay dry, man. Stay dry.
Yeah, thanks, man. I appreciate it. You guys take care of yourself.
No doubt. No doubt.
We're gonna have to send a camera out there and get them on to you know come
man.
On like
if
ESPN
this, if
like
this
our
comes
own
through, if this comes through, hey, listen, man, we got to give credit to Craig and give credit to this Knicks Fan TV. You know, we'll see what happens. I never say never. Not because like we what we do know is that the Knicks have been interested in Miles Turner. We know that. You know, we know that. That's been confirmed. It's been confirmed to me. We've heard Ian Begley confirm it as well. It's been confirmed in the Indy Star. I forgot the beat writer for the Indy Star. He confirmed it as well that the Knicks were trying to get Miles Turner. But so far there's been no agreement on terms. Now Craig's saying that it's gonna happen. So let's sit back and see. Let's sit back and see. And if it does happen, I want all 1,200 people to shout out Craig, JD at Knicks Fan TV on Twitter, and we're going to make this thing go viral. All right? So to Craig, man. It's cool, guys. Stay dry down there, Craig. I didn't know there was a lot of storms going on in Florida. So if you guys are in Florida, make sure that you guys are staying safe. I'm sure it's something that you know you guys are used to, but be safe nevertheless. Yo, let's give away a hat, man. I'm seeing some caps in the chat. Let's give away a hat right now. You know, Knicks lost.
Let's do it.
It's summer. We're getting ready to wrap the show. Good show, everybody. We got another game tomorrow, right? Who are we playing tomorrow? We playing
I don't know.
Is it? Hang on. Who are we playing tomorrow? Is it Cleveland?
Did they even announce it?
No, it's not Cleveland. We're playing the last game before playoffs.
We're playing Cavaliers at 8.
Cleveland Cavaliers tomorrow at 8. So we'll be back
tomorrow. ESPN 2.
Same time, same place for all the overreactions. But yeah, man, let's send some people home winners, man. And you know what we do?
100 in the chat.
We know you guys know what we do here, man. We do trivia here. This is for the diehards. This is for the diehards. So if you guys are ready to play, we will kick things off. TM and Dave, I know my camera's a bit delayed, but TM and Dave, let's get ready to track the winner.
And that hat is fire, too.
Yeah.
Hat is fire. I have mine. It's just as in the office. So just so you guys know, that hat, as advertised, high quality, and it's fire.
That's a fact.
So whoever wins it, coming out with a nice hat here. Let's get it.
All right, here we go. You guys claim to be Knicks fans in the chat. Let's put them to the test, JD. And here it is. Who is the Knicks all-time leader in three-point field goals made? Three-point field goals made. Is it A, Carmelo Anthony? B, Jamal Crawford? C, John Starks? Or D, Allen Houston? Is it A, Carmelo, B, Jamal Crawford, C, John Starks, D, Allen Houston? JD, how you feeling about this right now?
Yo, this is, man, you picked the perfect question for this hat, man. Whoever gets is going to earn it.
Oh, they got to earn it.
This is not an easy one.
Yeah.
Wow.
They
got some. You got some guys that took shots with the Knicks.
Yeah.
My favorite Knick of all time is Allen Houston. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna go with John Starks.
You going with Starks? Is that your final answer, sir?
Yeah. I don't want to hold it up. I want to say Houston though. I feel like it is Houston, but I'm gonna go with Starks. I think he. That's crazy. I don't even know. That's crazy.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with Starks.
He's going with John Starks, ladies and gentlemen. The answer is John Starks with 982. John Starks, ladies and gentlemen, the all-time leader in three-point field goals made. Good job, bro. Good job, JD. And this was there was no foot tricks pulled here, people. I didn't tell JD the answers. He didn't know the question. He's just a Knicks fan.
Hey, and it don't matter anyway, because I'm not the one getting the hat. So
yeah, that's it. That's a fact. All right, so TM, let me know who won. Who pulled the trigger first before we sign out? Good job, bro.
Yeah, a lot of people are surprised too. There was a lot of Allen Houstons there.
Yeah, I probably would have went Houston, to be honest. I don't even think I knew the answer to this. I didn't even look at the answer.
I just felt that, you know, Starks probably attempted more because of his tenure here. So he probably just made more. It doesn't necessarily mean he was the better, you know, the best 3-point shooter.
CP, the artist in the chat, said he probably missed the most too. Fucking hater.
Shout out CP the artist.
Shout out CP the artist. All right, so I'm waiting on TM. Is TM in the chat tonight? I'm not even sure. I haven't seen all the mods tonight. Dave, let me know. And nice 718 says, I got to brush up on my trivia. Yeah, you got to brush up. And you got to stay hungry, stay ready, man. Because we do these randomly. We're gonna be doing these randomly this season. So you guys got to be ready, man. No Dice 414 says, just a second late. The winner is Jay Renee, congratulations. Knicks Fan TV Dave has confirmed the winner is Jay Renee in the chat. So everybody, let's congratulate him, man. Jay Renee, great job.
Congratulations.
Absolutely great job, man. And to everybody else, hey, if you didn't win, stay tuned for the next one, man. There's always an opportunity to win here on Knicks Fan TV. So stay tuned, man. JD, great show, man. Let's wrap it up since you have an opportunity. Tomorrow's another day. And we'll get back to it, man. Go ahead and let the people know where they can find you, bro.
YouTube channel, JD Sports Talk, and JD Sports Talk NY on Twitter. But it's KFTV on this side. So just tune in tomorrow. And, you know, tomorrow's another game in less than 24 hours. So let's get it. Let's end Summer League strong.
Yes, sir. Great show as usual, my dude. And to the mods, great job as usual. Knicks Fan TV, Dave, TM. Who else we got in here? I see Nightbot is going in. Yeah, so I think TM is in there. Salute, TM. All the mods helping out. John Talento, appreciate it. HB Carlos checking in from Portugal. Yeah, man, wherever you guys are checking in from around the world, appreciate it. Jay from Florida, definitely appreciate it. The Gooch in here. All right, Wayne Hago, appreciate it. Rich Hicks, Donnell F. He says, Charles Smith cost us a ring. Oh, man. Now we're bringing up all bad memories, man. As soon as you say John Starks, they start going down a rabbit hole, man.
Oh, man.
So it is what it is. But either way, salute to everybody in the chat. Once again, hit that thumbs up button for you boys. You know what it is, man. Great show as usual. Knicks lose to the Pistons 93-87. Microphone's a little bit delayed, but you get the vibe. This show is presented by Manscaped. As usual, go to manscaped.com, enter promo code NYX for 20% off plus free shipping. Also, remember that this show is available in audio podcast format. So if you guys miss it in video, you guys miss it live on YouTube, you can catch the replay or just catch it on all major podcast platforms. And it's always available basically as soon as the show is over with. So we're all over the place, man. Knicks Fan TV, number one show for the fans by the fans. We will see you guys tomorrow. Knicks versus the Cleveland Cavaliers. Last game of Summer League before the playoffs start. So let's see what happens, man. See if they qualify. We'll see if they qualify because they said it's going to go by record, but then after record, it's going to go by total points scored. So we'll see if they make it because right now they're 2-2. So let's hope they win tomorrow. I haven't looked at the Summer League standings, if there even are Summer League standings. Are they? Let's take a look real quick. Let's go into overtime real quick and check this out. This is important. All right, let's see what's going on. Are there Summer League standings, bro?
I don't see it.
Let's see.
I don't even get a standings option on NBA.com.
Oh.
I'm on their Summer League page on NBA.com, yeah, but no,
they
it says,
don't even have standings. Yeah,
they don't give me, you know, you get your home schedules, rosters, news, videos.
Oh, my God. Okay, let's see.
Player
no,
stats. But.
All right, so Boston is 3-0, Minnesota 3-0. Knicks are in 13th. I don't know how many teams make it. I don't know what the Summer League playoff rules are. So right now we're in 13th.
Well, I know one thing. We'll know tomorrow for sure.
Yeah, we'll know tomorrow for sure. Let's see. Let's see. Summer League playoff rules. Let's see who makes it. Alright, let's see. Alright, here it goes. The format. Each team play a total of 5 games. The top 2 teams from their first 4 games will play in the championship game on the 17th. So the top 2 teams from the first four games will play in the championship. Seeding for the championship game will be determined by winning percentage. Oh, so we're not in. We're out. 28 teams not playing in the championship game will play a 5th game on either August 16th or 17th. Consolation games will be determined by various factors. All right, so yeah, so we didn't make it.
Well, Jay should be happy. We tanked.
Yeah, we tanked, Jay. We tanked, bro. We didn't make the playoffs, man. It says the top 2 teams from their first 4 games will play the championship on the 17th.
Do we get an extra game? Didn't they say
we got the extra game? That was a Pacer game. The Pacer game was the extra game.
Okay, the Pacer game was the extra
game.
Yeah,
so it looks like, by the looks of it, it looks like it's going to be Boston and Minnesota in the championship. Boo. Oh, from their first 4. So they still got to play tomorrow. I'm tripping. There's a couple of games we got to see. Boston, Minnesota, the Pelicans, Sacramento, and Utah. I'm thinking they got games tomorrow because they're all 3-0. So they still have to play their 4th game. So still open. Still wide open, actually. But we're out.
Yeah, Celtics play tomorrow.
Yeah, so tomorrow will likely be the Summer League finale for the Knicks. We'll see if Quickly and Obi play. And yeah, man.
Yeah, because it's a back-to-back. That's probably why they rested Sims tonight. They're probably going to play him tomorrow.
That's a fact, man. So
it's going to be interesting.
Yeah, man. We'll see what happens. We out of here, man. JD, CP.